I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Should we do a Valentine's tangent, or should we just say fuck it?
Let's do one.
All right, we'll do a Valentine's Day tangent. Oh, I got a happy Valentine's Day from the Dunk Kings.
Like the fit?
No. Oh, I got it too.
Yeah. Wow. It wasn't just to me, huh? Let's do the tangent. Here we go.
It's the tangent with the Fred Show.
Giving you all the shit we couldn't talk about on air.
Guys, it's Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day tangent. Do you guys, those of you in relationships, do you feel an obligation? Like, do you have to like give it up tonight regardless? Like, is there absolutely going to be sex on Valentine's Day?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Let's get yours.
Are there
get
times in that relationship where you try and you're denied?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Really?
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Does he ever try?
Yesterday. What?
Does he ever try and you deny him?
No, you're a people pleaser.
No,
I was going to say.
No. I love my rent-free life. Here you go.
Not, right. Yeah.
Spread those legs.
Right. Bust it open.
Bust it wide open.
Right. I'm not paying no comment, Bill.
He's a little older.
Yeah, that's what I'm sort of equating it to. Is.
And then Rufio told us, you told us last week, I think it was, that you don't, there's no sex while she's pregnant.
No, it yeah.
I was shocked. And can I explain why really quick?
Why?
Because you're the horniest person I know in this room.
Yeah.
So the fact that you can go for 9 months.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's not a thing I'm comfortable with.
I get you.
Right, so.
I'm there with you at this point.
Are pregnant women more horny? I heard that was a thing.
I've heard that's true.
They say that, you know, I think I'm just perpetually always horny, if that's the right word.
Yeah, how's Javier doing?
Yes, mama.
He seems to be doing okay. We've transitioned to other things because honestly, I'm not comfy. What did I say?
What else?
Yeah, what are you
I think you guys can figure out what she might be doing to him.
I'm trying to figure out how physically she can do that.
Oh. That was a challenge the other day. Yes.
Wait, really?
Kind of.
She can't tie her shoes.
Yeah, it's hard when you're like moving in certain directions.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about Javi trying to get his strap, which is a visual I didn't need, to be honest. I love you, but I didn't need it.
You didn't need it, my bad.
Yeah.
But I want to preserve the sexy and like still like, or keep the sexy going, but it's hard. And I'm scared when the baby comes, it'll be even harder because there's going to be like a newborn on my boob. And then I got him over here and it's like, ooh, the dog and a lot
going
on.
And what is it, 60 days you're supposed to wait?
Is it 60?
I think it's 60 days. I think
that's 2 months, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
What that mouth do?
Right. I thought it was 6 weeks, but 60 days.
Or maybe it's 6 weeks.
Yikes.
All I know is that I think I told the story, but over Christmas, I was at the table with my brother-in-law. Of course, Amanda's about to have a kid like any day now. And my buddy was there and his wife. And I don't know how it came up. Something about you got to wait so long. And we were like debating. My buddy and I were like, what is it? And out of nowhere, my brother-in-law goes, it's 6 weeks. And I'm like, oh, so you went and looked it up, did you, Colin? Yeah. Like, yeah, it's like, oh, well, I mean, I'm like, you came up right with that answer. Like, you knew right what it was.
He stayed ready.
4 to 6 weeks, they say.
You still need the clear from your doctor, too.
Yeah. I do believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that he put that calendar reminder in his phone or something, I'm like, Jesus, Colin.
Absolutely.
I didn't need to know that. That it's like rabbits.
Are they done after two? You think they're going to have more children?
I think she's done.
Okay.
No, I think that's it.
That's it.
I think that's it. I mean, she's 35, so that was considered. I think her first pregnancy was considered geriatric.
What?
So they call this one. They definitely call this one geriatric.
I think it's after 35, right?
Yeah, I thought it was 35.
Which is crazy. No, I think they thought she was old the first time. That was 3 years ago.
Whoa!
So, I don't know.
I'm a nana. Yeah. I'm on Nana territory.
Yeah, look here, Meemaw. I don't know.
Vodka.
I think it's like in the medical world, it's like obesity and other things, like where there's just a threshold where they just medically decide, you know, here are the challenges or whatever. You just get put in an envelope. And I think that whatever, statistically, I think things start to, at a certain age for you guys, it becomes more difficult. I don't know. I have no idea.
No, I think it does for sure. And I saw TikToks about this too, because basically there are people who want to like debunk the whole, like, after 35, why are we considered geriatric or whatever? And like, I'm sure there's medical evidence behind it. So I'm not going to like shit on it. But I also feel.
Hey, don't shit on medical evidence.
Yeah, I don't want to shit on medical evidence.
You shouldn't be shitting on medical evidence. Come on, everybody knows.
I just feel like if I'm 38, 39, like, that shouldn't stop someone from having a kid. Again, consult your doctor. I'm not going to tell you to do that if there's other medical issues, but I'm just saying, I feel like that's not old.
Well, you can freeze your eggs, and there's lots of stuff you can do.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on.
How many are you
going
to have?
I want one.
Really?
I want one. I want to be one and done, but I feel like Javi's going to want to try for his boy.
Oh. Which means you're going to get another girl.
Another girl, 100%. But I also, like, everyone's like, you're going to want another one, which is, I'm not like annoyed at that. I know people say like, don't tell that to like women, like let them get through their first. But like, I feel when I see her and see her grow, I might want the like sibling. I had a sister. Mm-hmm, I would like a sibling. But then a part of me is like, I love my career so fucking much that I can't do two kids and, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Household, be a wife, marriage,
all that.
If that's
what you want, you can do it all. You just wait until you decide, girl. It's all good.
There's a lot of stuff I just hadn't considered. Like, for example, my sister and brother-in-law are basically out of room. Like, if they had another kid, they'd have to buy another house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about a whole different operation here. You know what I mean? Like, that's not just having another child. That's going out and buying more real estate to accommodate said child. And granted, I know people do it all the time with less than my sister and brother-in-law have, but like, they're maxed out already. As far as how much space they have to raise two kids. And so you can start getting three or four or whatever. I mean, it becomes a whole different consideration, not just how you go feed them and take care of them and give them enough love and all the rest of it. It's like they didn't have to move.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
That's crazy.
Kiki, what's it going to be like tonight? Valentine's Day.
You know, I just got to see how I feel, you know,
well,
depending on what I eat tonight, how I feel.
Yeah. Where's dinner tonight?
I don't know. I think we're going to wait till the weekend to kind of go out and do anything, unless he has some type of surprise plan. But
did you get him anything?
No. Why would I do that?
Oh, my God.
You know I don't do that. You know I don't.
Wait, nothing?
No. I used to do it in the beginning of the relationship, but then we're in the Midwest. Men get Swedish Day here. So that's his day.
No, the fuck we don't.
How come you don't?
And you guys get steak and blowjob day.
Nobody has ever honored either of those days for me.
Honor Swedish Day the time. We talk about it.
I give my wife something for Swedish Day too.
You do? That's sweet. And you get nothing?
Well, I got something last year because she heard on the radio that I never get anything for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So I got a t-shirt last year. So
Okay. Right. So
Maybe I'll buy myself a Valentine's present today.
You should.
I love doing that.
You should.
Maybe I'll stop by. You know what? I would have spent a lot of money on the person I was dating. So maybe I'll go to the Gucci store or the Louis store and I'll buy for myself what I would have bought for somebody else.
Yeah, there you go.
Just grab two and give me one. Yeah.
I just want to go to the store.
What's it like in those stores?
Well, I don't know. They don't normally let me in. But sometimes when I go with my rich friends, they let me in. Like, occasionally I get confused, though, or they get confused and they're like, oh, okay, he can come. But then my credit card gets declined and they make me leave.
We'll see if my wife wears her purse that she never wears tonight to dinner.
Oh my God, yeah. I was with you when you bought that.
Yeah, the Louis purse.
Oh, that's right.
You bought her Louis.
She's got two. She's got one. She's got one for, I forgot what it was, a birthday or something. And then I got her the push present, which Javier has to get you something. Oh, he for having a baby. Well, the Bush president. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you better tell him what you want.
Uh-huh. I know. Well, he bought me the house. So to me, I was like, that's kind of a Bush president.
That's a great present.
Yeah. That's a great present. Yeah. But no, I was thinking about that too the other day because I am getting my boobs done later, probably like when I'm done breastfeeding.
Yeah.
He's paying for that too.
Okay.
I don't know yet.
Oh, that's a good Bush president.
Yeah, so I think those are mine, but yeah. I don't got to get him nothing, right?
Push no, me? You okay. got him a child.
Right, and that's his delayed Valentine's present.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You did everything on that one.
Thank you.
Basically, yeah. I don't know. I guess normally I don't have, there's nothing like top of mind for me for Valentine's Day. There's nothing that was like lingering, you know? And so there was a thing, there used to be a thing, and that thing's over. And I feel like when it's relatively fresh, Valentine's Day just becomes a reminder of what could have been.
It's hard. Yeah, if you're going through it, it's hard, for sure.
So,
do you feel like you need to get some just because it's Valentine's Day?
No.
Okay.
No.
What did you ever have like a favorite Valentine's Day or like a? Did you?
No, I think I remember as like a kid, and this is of course way back in the '90s. Way back in the '90s, when you could bring stuff to school, everybody had their own little Valentine envelope, and the only thing was everybody. If you brought something, everybody had to get one, which wasn't that hard because I went to school with like 14 people, so whatever. But. I used to remember liking that. I thought that was fun, you know, candy and whatever else. My mom usually sends us stuff. Sometimes that's nice, you know. I don't know.
Aww.
I don't not like it. I just think it's a reminder of, it's a forced holiday.
Yes.
I think there's only a certain quotient of people that are, either you love the holiday because you've always loved it, you love it because you're newly in love, or I think it becomes kind of a obligatory, kind of like a going through the motions thing for a lot of people too. Or it's a reminder of what could have been. You know, usually it's like one specific person.
Yeah.
But right now I have a bad taste in my mouth about this. So it's not even like, it's just, this is not, I'm just not feeling it. So I'm just going to figure out a way to distract myself. I'll probably just go take a gummy, you know?
Okay.
Something like that. Or maybe I'll go like angry workout. I've noticed that really helps. Like, when I'm starting to get tired in my workout or when I'm starting to get like undermotivated, I think like, no, I'm going to look fucking rad, even radder than I looked before.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the glow up is real.
Revenge body. Fred.
Right. Exactly. Yes. That's what I mean. And so then I'm going to like,
Yeah. Well, you're on your way.
This summer, shirtless photos.
Let's go.
Oh, let me tell you something. Yeah.
That's right.
Finally.
Oh yeah,
dude.
Shirtless Fred.
Right,
everybody's asking
about
for
to
that.
Eat this McDonald's in the hallway.
Right.
Oh no, no, and I'm also eating whatever the fuck I want today too. Yeah, today's not the day.
You should order like a very bougie dinner.
I might.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should.
Yeah, find one of those places like Valentine's for two and eat it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Maybe that's what I'll do. Yeah, I don't know.
Somehow we missed this text. It says, "I just got married 2 weeks ago, and I just started cheating on my husband. I like the thrill."
Damn.
Just a random text?
Wow. From waiting by the phone, probably, yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, this was February 6th, but...
Oh
my God.
Wow. Okay. We missed that completely.
We did.
Huh. We need to call them. They also said Kiki needs love songs because she's a lover and super sexual.
Well, thank you.
So, this person is wild.
I know someone who... I heard a story, at least, about somebody who cheated on their wedding night, and they're still married.
What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah, on their wedding night.
Stop getting married. Yeah.
I know a dude who cheated the night before.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
Well, according to Kiki, that's a lot.
Yeah, like the night before, right. I understand. Oh, but the day.
Really?
The day.
Really?
You single till you married.
Really? So Big Tim can hit it the night before with somebody else and you'll still marry him?
He won't be alive if he did that, but...
But it's allowed.
But
so he's allowed to die, is what you're saying.
Technically, I'm about to screw you for the rest of my life. If I want to get it one more time from somebody else, and I promise I'm going to be faithful after we're married, yes!
So Tim can do that then?
Not my Tim, but some Tim out there.
I see. Okay.
I'm able to do that.
Okay. All right. But you can if that's what you want to do.
Yes.
I see.
I have to get the same penis for the rest of my life.
Okay. But he about to get the same vagina.
Yes.
Still.
Forever.
Okay. He's already had the last vagina as far as you. Okay. I understand. All right. Well, on that note, another double standard from Kiki. So let's. Kiki. I love you, but. I don't have to tell you, these rules don't make any sense.
I don't see a problem.
Right.
Of course not.
Screw you.
Are you going to tell us what you're doing tonight, Kay?
Crazy.
You guys, I'm not doing anything.
That's a lie.
No, I'm not.
Well, then why not just say that from the beginning?
First of all, I'm doing something tomorrow in honor of this holiday today, but you guys were just so like, I don't know, your reaction was funny, so I just kept going.
Oh.
So something tomorrow.
Yeah.
But not today.
Not today.
Why? Why not today?
Because he is being, he committed to be with his guy friend who got cheated on.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. No. Oh, boy.
I could say so much, but I'm going to not say anything.
I'm staying out of this because spent the last basically 8 months getting lied to. Yeah. So I'm staying out of this.
I know the friend. It's a divorce. It's sad. It's very sad. They were married for 8 years and he got cheated.
That's so sad.
Yeah. And I actually, it was left up to me and I said, go be with your friend.
See?
So.
I also know better than to argue with Kaylin about anything.
That's right.
No, I just don't.
That's right.
I'm sure sometimes he's lying I find myself
cheating on me, and hopefully for the rest of my life. Like, what's the point?
I don't like this.
Anyway, Rufio, you're on your own.
What's the point?
I'm gonna leave the mic on. We're all gonna leave. Y'all can keep it going. Sure.
No,
be the best tangent ever.
I don't tell him shit, and this is why. Like, you guys all wonder why I don't talk about shit. This is exactly why.
Get him, girl.
You lit the fuse, baby. You lit the fuse, Rufio.
No, I'm actually being good. I could annihilate. That man.
Beat his ass.
Beat his ass.
I sort of would be fine with that if you'd like to. I mean,
we all approve.
Actually, you know what? Let me go get some more coffee and breakfast, and then we'll get right back to it.
Yeah.
And then I'll light the fuse again. I'll be like, in about 15 minutes, I'll be like, hey, Cam, remember that time that Rufio said the guy you're fucking cheating on you?
Yeah. Right. We're not even in a relationship, but he's cheating. And he's going to go be with another woman.
Is this the guy that you didn't have sex with, but you, did you wind up having sex with him?
Mm-mm, not yet.
Also, maybe tomorrow then.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Wait, I love this.
Oh.
Yes.
See? TikTok said.
What TikTok said?
TikTok didn't say shit.
TikTok said I was broken and it was right. So
you guys, I'm not getting engaged.
This shit's right about everything, man.
I would get pregnant before I get engaged, I think.
Me too.
Yeah.
I would get pregnant before I'll get married. Yeah. I think that's about where we're at. Yeah. Is I'm going to get pregnant before I get married.
It happens, man. It happens.
Yeah. So there you go. There. Take that one with you today. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yes.
People are going to be like, I think he's saying that he's never going to get married. That's what I'm saying. I don't have a uterus. I feel like it some days, but I don't.
Oh.
Feel like it someday.
I just need to give you a big old hug.
I'm just going to go eat a big old Egg McMuffin, and that'll get me through the next hour or so.
You didn't get one.
Hour by hour.
Damn.
I'm going to go get one. No, now I'm ready. Now I'm ready. I wasn't ready 2 hours ago when I ordered breakfast to everybody. Now I'm ready.
We all should have waited.
Now ours is cold.
I know. That's the thing. I figured you guys were going to go eat.
I kept saying, let's wait, and you're like, no.
Oh, no. I thought you meant let's wait for me. What? And I was like, you don't have to wait for me.
You could have waited.
Well, we were working.
I thought you were hungry at the time. That's why I got the food.
Well, thank you.
You're very sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Valentine. Yes.
Love you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look at the receipt now and see how much Rufio ordered because I didn't even look. I had no idea. I didn't even bother. I just carte blanche, just hit buy or place order or whatever.
That's the way you got to keep it.
Yeah. The Rufio. This is the guy.
He's just an asshole. It's just sometimes it's hilarious.
And we'll leave it there. That's the tangent. Happy Valentine's Day, fuckers.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.